Shabbat Shalom, brethren. Today is Saturday, the 9th of October, 2021, and it's the third day of the Hebrew month called Cheshvan. Today's Shabbat Noach, so we are delving into the Torah portion Noah in a more detailed manner. We're not just reading from Genesis, we're also reading from the lost books of the Bible, which throw more light on what happened. If you want to know what happened in terms of the abominable items, in terms of the things that the devil introduced, yes, the abominable items, the devil introduced to the children of men, which is the children of Cain, and then they spread worldwide. You have to read the book of Enoch, for example. It tells you how makeup was introduced, hair attachments, nail attachments, nail polish, lipstick, makeup, jean trousers, jeans generally, then trousers for men, for women, trousers for women and girls, leggings for women and girls. Then he introduced nakedness, dressing half naked or being naked completely and being okay with it all over the streets and even around your house. He also introduced the reading of constellations and stars. This is not something that Yah wanted us to learn. He wanted to reserve it because it makes some people to start doing things like palm reading. It leads to some form of witchcraft in some cases. So the devil introduced many things. So I ended the previous audio trying to talk about how the giants came into being. So I first of all mentioned that the sons of God, which is the sons of Seth, their hearts saw the naked women of Cain, of, you know, who are the sons, daughters of men, the Cain's camp, and they decided that they needed to go and join them. So they ended up sinning against Yah, and the result was producing children who are fallen. And they are referred to as Nephilim. So that's what the word Nephilim means, fallen. But this word is also used for giants because the giants caused men to fall and they themselves fell. Now, how the giants came into being is that they, the giants, they... The devil, I don't know how, I don't, this is very strange, but the devil together with another angel, a fallen angel called Shamhazai, they were sent to earth to, they were saying they were going to try and put things in order. But Yah says this is how their fall really happened. So instead of coming down to help mankind to be holy, they decided to start having sexual relations with the men on earth, with the women on earth. Now, why they were able to do that is because when they left the heavens, their bodies changed, and they were able to develop certain body parts that they didn't have before, and they were not able to return to the heavens. So, they ended up defiling themselves by mixing the seed of, you know, well, seed of angels with the seed of Yah, and what they produced was giants. Now these giants were so big, the necks could reach the sun, which means they were even beyond the sun. They used to eat human beings. They were always fighting. Oh my goodness, everything was in disarray. There was no love. It was very hard to live on earth. I don't even know how the holy children did. But the good thing with them, anyway, I've remembered, is the Yah did not allow any evil to befall them. They were completely shielded by the presence of Yah, and the demons could not come near them. If they tried, they never won. The demons never won. So it wasn't easy to live in those times because very scary things happened. These giants had various names. For example, Ivim, because they were like snakes, they could know the quality of soil. They were also called, I'm forgetting the names now. They're called Rephaim. I've forgotten what Rephaim means. Maybe it's the one that means that they were, one look at them and you are so scared, you just want to run for your life. They were also referred to as the Zuzim. Okay, you know what? Let me quickly find it because it would be nice to talk about it as we see it. So it would be nice to talk about it now. There may not be another opportunity to share this. So I just wish to touch on it and make sure that we know about it, because it will help. It's, as I said, the Creator wants us to know these things because they help us to avoid certain things in the future. So, bear with me, brethren. So these giants had various names, and one of the first name given here is Emim. Emim means the inspired fear. Emim. Second name is Rephaim, which means one glance at them and your heart grows weak. The next name is Giborim, simply giants. So the word Giborim means giants. They are great in size. They are so enormous that they measured 18 ells. I don't know what 18 ells is, but they were really, really tall. Then the other name is Zamzumim. Zamzumim, which means master, great masters in war. Then Anakim, which means they touched this. Their necks touched the sun. Oh, they touched the sun. Yes, their necks, they touched the sun with their necks. They were also called Ivim, as I said earlier, that like the snake, they could judge the qualities of the soil. And then Nephilim, because bringing the world to its fall, they themselves fell. These giants challenged Noah. They also challenged Yah, saying that the flood cannot destroy them because they are invincible. They were very dangerous animals. Giants, and when it comes to these giants, they were not just in humans, they were also in animals. So it was a difficult time to live on earth. Now dinosaurs existed during that time already, because Yah had created them from the beginning of time. Remember in the audio that was shared on Wednesday the 6th of October, I mentioned that people in those days were much bigger, and animals too. So there's no way dinosaurs can be created on earth and the people are small. It wouldn't make sense. So the people in those days were so large, extremely large. And I said this is proven through the archaeological work done by Ron Wyatt. Ron Wyatt, the late Ron Wyatt, he was a Christian who observed the Sabbath as Saturday because of the revelation he got from heaven, from Yah, when he discovered the Ark of the Covenant in Israel. He was told to hold the 10 tablets of stone, the tablets of stone that had the 10 commandments of with God's, you know, Yah's finger, Yah's handwriting that Moses held in his hands in those days. And he was told to do a video of that for us to see in the future. Those 10 commandment tablets will be put on display for the whole world to see just before the mandatory Sunday worship is enforced. That's what Yah revealed to Ron Wyatt when he was standing inside the place where the Ark of the Covenant was. Now, he went to Turkey, as I said the other day, and he saw the grave of Noah, he saw the ark, he saw the grave of Noah's wife, which is Naamah. Nama. Noah's wife's grave was so big, the coffin was so long, it was so large, but it takes a lot of men to carry. But they didn't allow them to view it again and take pictures. This coffin was hidden away in the museum because they don't want the people to know the truth. Now, dinosaurs existed in those days. So Noah was a tall man. His wife was a tall man. The people of that time were very tall people, very large. Oh, the other proof is in the New Testament. After Yahushua resurrected from the grave, he was in hellfire. I've said this before, but some people don't understand. Him and King David and many other people that were righteous were in hellfire along with the unrighteous. Unfortunately, they had to test hellfire for some time before Yahushua's death and resurrection. Then Yahushua went to join them in hellfire during his death. And when they saw him, at first they struggled to recognize him, but King David acknowledged him and they all got excited because they knew their freedom had come. Now on the third day, which was the day of resurrection of Yahushua HaMashiach, who is known as Jesus Christ, the disciples were allowed to have a vision of what happened, or maybe even the entire world was allowed to see. And what they saw was the patriarchs, all the patriarchs. Well, I guess the matriarchs were part of them too, but the main focus are the men. The matriarchs had to be part of them, but the main focus are the patriarchs because they are the head of creation. The patriarchs like Adam, Abraham, Noah, Shem. They saw them being carried, being escorted up to the heavens to go and dwell there. Now, in Adam's case, he was being carried by some angels anyway. And what the disciples said, I think it's Bartholomew who was bold enough to ask Yahushua, was that, who is that extremely large man that is being carried up to the heavens? And Yahushua said, that's your father Adam. And they were like, wow. So that tells you that we have shrunk over time. The people of those days were much bigger than us. So Abraham obviously was quite a big man, but a bit probably smaller than Shem. Shem was much taller and bigger. So where was I now? I need to remind myself where I was because I've diverted. So I'm trying to say here that the dinosaurs that exist, that we see in history, that the enemy is covering up and saying they were here millions of years ago, 10,000 years ago. They were never here 10,000 years ago or 1 million years ago. They were here at the beginning of creation. When Adam was created and various animals were created, dinosaurs were also created by Yah. I know we have said in the very past, like 3-4 years ago, that dinosaurs were as a result of the mixing of animals with angels, seed. Therefore creating fallen animals. But no, we have discovered that, and this has been confirmed through prophecy by two people I know. One of them is Pastor Mike Felix of the Prepared Saints of Yah, and the other is called Sister Gwendolyn Song. These two people have had revelations about the dinosaurs having existed on Earth as animals that Yah has created. So these animals, they are holy. They were holy before Yah, but the enemy did mess around with them. Unfortunately, he succeeded. Now, what Yah also says is he only created two of each. So in terms of all the dinosaur families, there's only two of each. It's not, he didn't make them spread all over the earth because they eat a lot. and they can devour. So I've forgotten how much they can eat, but I think what they said is the River Jordan water is enough for them. Is it in one day or one morning? So the water in the River Jordan can be finished by them in just a day. So imagine what when it comes to food, how much they need to eat. And then Yah also controlled their ability to have children. So he controlled their mating. Like one of the, there's a bird that was a dinosaur. The way Yah did it is that the male lives on the, is it on the west or east? I know one of them lives on the east, the other lives on the west. And they only meet every, is it 40 years or 80 years? 70 years maybe, something like that. And once the female is pregnanted, the female kills the male. And when she gives birth, she too dies after a little time of looking after the baby that has come into the world. The twins, they always give birth to twins. And during the pregnancy, they can't move during the last maybe month or so, and it's very difficult to even feed. So Yah controlled their ways of, you know, having offspring. They were not allowed to just give birth anyhow, so that they don't populate the earth and overcome humans. So it's amazing. Yah planned it all well. So brethren, please understand that dinosaurs were created by Yah, and they are his beautiful creation, but the enemy messed around with them. And even Leviathan was created by Yah and placed in the water to, it says, it's for his purposes, but the only thing I know is they have, it has helped Yah to destroy Egypt in the past when the children of Israel were in bondage. The Leviathan was released to come and remove the rooftops off of their houses so that hailstone could deal with them very well. So the enemy tried to mess with the Leviathan as well, but he did not succeed. Yah did not allow it. He's going to use that Leviathan again in these end times, because Ecclesiastes 1:9 says there's nothing new under the sun. Now, unfortunately, the dinosaurs are going to be brought back. So one of the reasons why I'm spending so much time explaining all this is because these things are going to come back. These things are going to come back in these end times. You know, Yahushua says, as it was in the days of Noah. You have to study the days of Noah to understand what he means. You need to understand it in great detail. It's not just a statement. It's not just about marrying and eating and drinking. It's also about the giants that were on earth before, the dinosaurs, oh my God, all this, the Nephilim in human form and in mixed form, you know, in animals and all kinds of other stuff. But this time around, it will be much worse because technology is in place. So, unfortunately, the enemy, the dinosaurs are going to come back this great tribulation, and they'll be used to hunt down people who have rejected the mark of the beast. But the ones that are coming back are going to be remote controlled. They will be remote controlled by the enemy, which means they are going to be manufactured in the lab, and they will devour certain people. Now, the other thing I forgot to say is the dinosaurs of those days, they used to eat grass. They were not permitted to eat flesh. That's another thing we need to know. The ones that we see eating flesh, those were created by the enemy. They were polluted by the enemy. So when Yah created animals in the beginning, animals were not eating flesh. They were all eating plants. It is the sin that came into the world that led to the eating of flesh. So, in these end times, when the 3 days of darkness happen, or just before that, the giants are going to come back. The giants that are going to come back are the ones who are mixed seed of human beings with the seed of angels, the fallen angels. So it's gonna be a very scary time. It's not a time to be on the streets. This is why Yah is warning us. Prepare for that time. Have enough food in your house. Stock up water. Buy candles. Although the Revelation 14 bride will have no need for candles, because there will be light in their homes, and they themselves will become the light in a glorious way, the way in which Yahushua HaMashiach is. So those days will not be days that you will want to go out. Even when the 3 days of darkness finish, you will not want to go out. There'll be dead bodies all over the place, and the aliens will still be here. They'll come as aliens, the fallen angels. Revelation chapter 6 verse 13, they'll be shaken out of the heavens and they'll drop onto the earth. So yes, they will be on this earth. They will not necessarily leave. So it will be a very scary time to be moving around. And that's one of the reasons why we need to leave the cities and move to the villages. The Lord will send his angels to transport certain people to certain places. But also in the meantime, we need to make a move and leave the cities before it's too late, so that we don't get caught up in all the mess that will come. Once the 3 days of darkness happen, there will be no electricity, no gas, or any of those things we are used to afterwards. Even the electrical the phone connections will be destroyed. Whatever will be used after that as electricity and phone connections and all that is going to be from the pits of hell. It will be alien technology. They will somehow create these things, because the earth will be devastated. It will be impossible to recreate those things, but the enemy has his ways, so he will recreate them somehow. And then if people want their phones to be connected again, they will need to have taken the vaccine. That's the message that will be released. So these giants are coming back. The dinosaurs are coming back, but in a different way. Yah says those dinosaurs have a special role to play in the millennial Sabbath reign of Yahushua HaMashiach on earth, and we will see them again after he has cleaned the earth. So where am I now? I've talked about Genesis 7, I think, already. And I think I've not fully talked about Genesis 8, but I've touched on it. I've already shared about when the flood started. Okay, the giants, how they were killed. Now, when the flood was happening, some people were running to the ark and begging Noah to open the door. And he was telling them, no, it's not possible. So is it now that you want to realize the truth? You want to come? You had no faith all this while. When they got stubborn, the animals came out and devoured them. Some of them, and then the others fled, and the waters killed them. Now, the giants that were not able to be killed by the water, what happened was, well, they started saying, oh, they cannot be killed by the water. The water is not, is not something that scares them. What Yah did was he spoke to the waters and told them to go into hellfire, go through hellfire to collect heat. So the waters became heated up. And then they bubbled up into the springs and they started burning the skins of the giants. So that's how the giants were killed, because they were saying the waters in the heavens did not scare them. They had their way around it. They knew how to overcome the waters on the earth as well. So what Yah did was, it sort of like allowed, I would say, volcano mixed with water. The water became heated, extremely heated. And there's no way the giants could survive that. So they all died except the one giant that the Lord allowed to live. And that one giant is Og of Bashan. He lived so he could help Noah to make the earth new again. And there's another animal that was tied. There was an animal that was tied to the ark and looked after as well. I've forgotten the information about that animal. It's called the Rim. My understanding is that it's a unicorn. Those survived outside of the ark. Okay, I'm going to stop here for now. Shabbat shalom.